Hello, this is the Sociopath and the Empath. I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
And this is episode 9. Yay.
You always say yay at the end of it. Is that like
Well, I'm just excited, you know? Happy to be here.
It's all different kinds of, like, yay.
Yay.
Yay! Oh, boy.
Mood swings. Okay.
Is that part of Sociopath?
That's probably more bipolar, but I'm not bipolar, so I just weird mood swings sometimes.
When it goes to anger, stays in anger.
Yeah, when I get angry, I'm angry for at least a day, man.
That poor keyboard.
Punching walls, yeah, and the fucking keyboard. So, today we're gonna answer some questions that were sent in by one of our viewers. He sent in, like, a few clips for us, so we're gonna put in, the ones that we find that we can answer the best for him. So, if you hear this, here you go.
Hi.
And everybody else is welcome to send in voice messages. If you send in voice messages like this person did, we will put it on the show. Or you can DM them to our Instagram account at sociopath_empath. Yep, it's a public page, so anyone can send anything you want. We can give you a shout-out or not. If you don't want your name specified, please let us know. You can also say your name in the beginning of your voice message or whatever if you would like. So that is up to you. So, here we go.
So I'm a sociopath, and I was just curious as to, how you connect with people, because I have had the problem of nobody understands my thought process, so I just try not to explain it to them, because at some point, there's going to be something that makes them ask, what the fuck is wrong with you? And, like, I just try not to explain it to them, or tell them, because they're going to ask, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm just going to be like, I thought you knew.
Okay, this is Emily the Empath. After hearing that clip, I'm just trying to figure out what are you saying that would make people think or say, what the fuck is wrong with you, quote unquote. Like, are these deep, dark thoughts that you're saying? Is the logic that you say behind them dark? I mean, I met people that are, you know, normal, and they have, like, deep, dark humor. Like, cops, they have deep, dark humor.
Right.
And, like, I mean, most cops are, like, narcissists, or they could be sociopaths. Some of them are actually empathetic. But they, I mean, not everybody that has, like, deep, dark thoughts could be related to a sociopath, or narcissistic, or any disorder of that nature.
What part of my thought process would you think is, like, what the fuck, as he said?
When you go straight to basically killing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll share this. My mother, when someone pissed me off enough, or she would say about a situation, it would go on and on and on, and then I'll be like, it would just come out of my mouth, like, I would just fucking kill him. If that came down to that.
Right.
And she's like, Abby, don't say those things. And I would sit back and think to myself, like, okay, that was just a mark of anger. Because I would hear the same story over and over and over again. And the things that were happening to my mother were making me angry. My mother was dying at this point. And people were actually hurting her. To the point where it was actually becoming more detrimental to her health. So it would just push me in anger. But also at that time, I was very young. Like, I was in my teenage years where I didn't know how to manage my anger, and I was getting abused, so this would all build up inside, but I don't want to kill anybody. I would only want to kill people if it would save, like, a whole entire, like, lots of people. Like,
like, the morally better choice, right?
Basically, if a person came in, a mass shooter came into our hospital, yeah, I'm gonna kill him.
Right, to save other people.
Right. I mean, if there's a chance for me to talk down him from a hostile standpoint to, like, a lower point, then I would do that. But most of that time, I'm on here, It's yeah. it's over. It's you're going down.
I think that's how most people are too. Like me, I could probably, like, I joined the military because I feel like I could kill without having any issues. Like, most people need to go into therapy or whatever after that, and I don't really understand that. It's just something you do. Like, I don't know.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
So, like, let's say you kill somebody in Iraq or Iran, wherever, I don't care, Japan, and you kill someone, and they were, like, a mass murderer or whatever, but their family is, like, crying, and they would be upset about it.
They don't even have to be a mass murderer. I don't care. I don't care how their family feels.
No. So just because that person was bad, you wouldn't have any empathy whatsoever if, like, the child was crying and was like, oh my god, you killed my dad. Would you, like, want to explain?
Not really. I don't really... There's no point. I don't see the point in doing that.
See, that's different for me, because if I killed someone, I would want to explain, especially a child. If, like, let's say I killed, like, a serial killer or a mass murderer, I would want to explain to that child, that family, why I did it. Because, like, I feel like, at least for me, if I'm going to kill someone, I don't want to do it. But if I do, there's a big reason behind it. And I'm still going to feel guilty about taking that life. Do you feel guilty about taking that life?
No. I feel like I'd gain power, essentially, like, by taking someone else's life. I feel like you kind of get power from that. That's how I see it.
Explain this power, because you explained this before about Ted Bundy.
Well, yeah, like, he has that quote where he says, like, when you're, like, basically strangling someone and you're watching the life leave their eyes in that moment, you are God. Like, that's the ultimate power, because it's, like, their soul, their essence almost, like, goes into you, like, because you took it, you know? Like, you stole that. And, like, I just feel like that's power. Like, you took another human life. Like, I see that as not a bad thing at all. Like, kind of, like, I don't want to say a good thing because that sounds bad, but like, it's a power thing, and I feel like you gain that power. So
when you say soul, what do you mean by, do you believe that in souls, or are you just saying that?
Well, I'm like, I'm pretty atheist, but I am, like, spiritual a little bit. Like, I believe in, like, ghosts and stuff. Because there's some shit you cannot disprove, let me just tell you. So I've tried it. I'm a very, very rational person and very logical. And I will just tell you, there is some stuff that cannot be proved that I've experienced, people that I've known have experienced. So, but we're not going to get into that. But, so my whole thoughts with your message to us, I can relate to your thought process being different and, like, not really wanting to say certain things because you know how people are gonna react badly, like, when you say them, but you still think it. And, like, normal people have that too, but, like, I feel like it can just be, like, more extreme with someone with antisocial personality disorder. And also, I also can't really connect with people well. I don't really understand the point of, like, human, like, connection and, like, interaction. Like, I was never the popular kid in high school. I could get anyone to like me if I cared to, but the point was I didn't see the point. Like, there was no point in it for me, so I just didn't. So I kept to myself by choice. Like, you don't, maybe you can't connect with people well, but, like, I still know how I'm supposed to act and what each person would want to hear to make them like you. So it's not hard to pretend and put on that mask. And at the end of your message, when you say, like, I think fucked up stuff, you know, like, why are you asking me about that? I thought you knew. And when you say, I thought you knew, like, that kind of speaks out to me a lot, because most people don't know, and you don't want them to know. If you have a condition like this, you don't want people to know. So you spend your time trying to hide it and cover it up so that you can appear normal, so that they don't see you differently. So I wouldn't really expect people to know, but sometimes it's inevitable with your close friends, because they know you better, and, like, you get too comfortable, you know, you get too comfortable around them, and you let things slip that are a little harsh, you just speak to them too harshly, and Like, I don't mean to, but I can't control it. Like...
Quick question. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
When you set up a mask, when do you know it starts to slip off?
I usually can't really tell when it is. Like, I didn't know how you knew something was wrong with me. That's why I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, how you knew that. And sometimes, like, sometimes I can tell if I say something, if it was too harsh, because I can see how the person reacts. Okay. Like, when you don't feel emotions well like this and you have to learn to mirror them, you also learn how to read people very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. You can tell when you fucked up when you say something. You can
now,
tell.
Now, like, and what do you do when it, how to put it back on? Like, have you been ever in a situation where the mask comes off and you're like, oh, shit, they just saw this part of me. How do I put this mask back on? Or at that point, do you just leave the situation?
I pretty much leave it. I try to play it off and joke around to brush it off, like, with a joke. But, like, I don't apologize. Unless they say they need an apology from me, I don't apologize. I just try to laugh it off, you know?
And I think that the reason why you don't apologize, because that's part of the ego of the sociopath. Also, it shows weakness. Usually narcissists, if they get caught enough, they'll say they're sorry, but they don't mean it.
Right.
But go ahead.
So, I think that's pretty much what I wanted to say about that. So I hope that, that was an adequate response for you and you can relate. Yeah, and then in one of your other messages that you mentioned, about tearing people down, we're not gonna put the clip for that in here, just because I don't really want this to be a podcast where people, like, brag about bad things that they do, and...
Because we could brag about that all day. I mean, even as an empath, I made mistakes, or I was, like, in a way, like, took over a situation when I really shouldn't, and I did, like, a wrong thing, and she's done very, very bad things, too, and, yeah, I totally agree, like, bragging is not... I mean, if you really want to brag... Look at the serial killers.
Like, we still hear your messages if you want to tell me. That's great. I don't really care that much, but that's great. You can get your message out to us. We will always listen to every message that comes in.
And thank you for sending it, because, like, again, you're helping us, like, also understand how other sociopaths are, too.
Right. We just don't want... We're never going to diagnose anybody. We're not professionals. We're not doctors. We don't know the shit.
Mm-mm.
I can only speak to what relates to me personally, and even I consider myself more high-functioning on the ASPD spectrum, but there is a spectrum, so everyone can be different. So, like, you don't have to take everything that I say, like, very personally.
What would a low spectrum sociopath be? Example, please.
Somebody that can't hide it very well at all, that's very obvious that they don't care.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah. So, because those people are pretty obvious. They come off of extremely arrogant, extremely just bitchy, like, yeah.
I have a thought in my head who we're talking about here. Colin.
So, but about your tearing down message, I do tear people down that I care about. I know that you said you didn't. And I actually control it less with people that I know closely. Like I said before, because I just get more comfortable in that environment and it lets things slip. I don't, like, it just comes naturally. I can't really control it. Sometimes I do it for fun with people that I'm not super close to, but the people I'm super close to, it's never for fun. It's just when it slips out, but it still happens because I can't control that part of myself. I get angry. I have very bad anger problems. I have a very dark sense of humor, and I make fun of people a lot and try to poke at them with stuff that makes them feel self-conscious, and some people that just gets to a lot, and I cannot control that. So I don't know if you have anything like that, but that's how it is for me. And then also, I'm not really afraid of losing my friends at that point if I do let something slip, because, at that point, they're already super close to me, so they're less likely to want to leave me as a friend, and I already seem like the idealized person to be friends with, because I know how I'm supposed to act. So they're not gonna just drop me for that. Like, maybe some people do. I didn't get along with very many people in basic training, because I didn't care to get to know them, and they saw the bitchiest sides of me, so... sometimes you can't get around that real shit. So, anything else you want to add to that part?
I mean, like, the thing is, it's like, I don't believe that's entirely true. Like, how, like, you don't tear down, like, your friends all the time. I think, like, you know, like, I feel like you know, like, how they are. Like, for example, like, if you're gonna get something out of it, then you're gonna turn down the person, mm-hmm. like you said in, like, previous podcasts. But I feel like sometimes you do it for fun. But the thing is, it's like, at least for me, I know the person underneath the mask, and I've told her many times, like, I mean, if she drops me one day, I'm, like, it's, to me, I already know it could happen.
The discard phase.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm not really afraid of it that much, because I'm just preparing, I prepared and preparing for other things to happen, but I don't think it will happen unless one day we won't learn, I mean, unless one day we just completely either get tired, sick and tired of each other, or we can't learn enough about each other.
You piss me off to the point where I can't get over it, because sometimes you don't know boundaries.
That one time.
There has been multiple times Jesus. Where you've seriously pissed me off.
One time at the other hospital that we worked at, and the other time at the other hospital.
Yeah, that she
two times!
About. That I've actually flipped out to the point where I couldn't control myself. So.
Other people pushed you around too. Like Pete.
Who? Sorry, I don't know who the fuck.
Pete.
He doesn't really push me around though.
Things that he says will be like, I can't believe. Ugh, I can't deal with it. Or. What name would this be? Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, with Mitchell, that's, like, legit hitting on me. He's legit hitting on me and getting up in my personal space. And to a point, it's flattering a little bit. But, like, at the same time, like, he's gross. So, like, like, I don't know. I've considered what it would be like to hit that because I don't always have the highest standards. But I don't think that I would because he's gross, very old. And he's bald. I don't know if I can get down with that. I've never been with a bald guy. Yeah, let me just shine your head for you.
We're getting off topic.
So, yeah, anyway, sorry. We're going to play the second clip that our listener sent us. Here we go.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, I know I already sent a question today, but I also have a horrible memory. Like, I consider myself detached from time, and I just heard in one of your episodes that you also have a bad memory, so I'm just, like, curious if this is a common trait for sociopaths. Yeah. Okay, have you read Confessions of a Sociopath? Just, you know, for a topic of discussion, what did you think of it? Yeah. If you haven't, you should read it, because, again, topic of discussion.
Alright, so, after listening to that, I can say that, like, a bad memory, I think that's just a character flaw, honestly. I've always had a really bad memory. It could have something to do with the fact that you care less about the things that happen, so it's not as important to keep it in your mind. Like, maybe, that's my personal opinion, I don't know if that's true or not. But otherwise, I'm not sure. Like, I'm pretty sure that's just a character flaw, honestly. And then about that book, Confessions of a Sociopath, I would recommend that book. It's a very good book. I'm only 20% into it so far. But I can tell that the author does have ASPD, and it's very interesting to get her, like, to see her point of view on life. And I think she is she's like on the high functioning side, but I feel like she's a little lower functioning than I am. So she is like a real sociopath or a person that does have ASPD. And in the book, in the beginning, she does say like, there's really no point in going to get diagnosed, so don't, which I would agree with that because, like I did it because, I just wanted to know for sure. But like, honestly, there's no upsides to doing that other than your peace of mind, because then that's in your medical records that could disqualify you from future employment options. And like then freaking every time you go see the doctor, they're gonna fucking look at you like you're a psychopath. Mm-hmm. So like there's really no good part of doing that. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. I agree with the author on that. Once I finish the book, I'll come back and let you guys know what I thought about more of it. But so far I'm really enjoying it, and I would recommend it to anyone interested in the point of view of a sociopath. It's called Confessions of a Sociopath. I don't know what the author's name is, sorry. So I hope that I answered your question with that. Next time, if I didn't answer your question, you can be more specific with what you want to know. Because that's what I think of it as just very broad. But, like, overall, I would recommend. That is my general opinion on that. So, anything, Emily?
Nope.
All right. So, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. This is going to be a shorter one. But you guys can always send in your questions just like this, and we'll play it, and you'll be on our podcast right along with us. So send them in, DM us on Instagram, and thank you guys for listening.